And I have great results. So now I'm training them to respond the first time. I don't train them, Jordan, do this. And then they don't do it. And then I come back, Jordan, do this. And they don't do it. Did I say do this? What's wrong with you? Well, see, now you're training them to only respond when you act like a fool. So there's some training that needs to be involved. And maybe Taff and I get in that a little long. But you don't beat no kid now. You're not to bruise them up and stuff like that. Now, you know, I whoop my kids and sometimes they get in the way. I said, I didn't bruise you. I told you to get down and bend over. You turning over and moving around all everywhere. Now, I know I can't please everybody, but I have to believe what the Bible says. We have teachings all in this Bible about how to deal with this whole thing, and society has come and created a fantasy. And the fantasy is, talk to your children. Yeah, you're supposed to talk to them. And if they do what you say, you're fine. Yeah, talk to them. Yeah, you're supposed to talk to them. Yeah, amen, you're supposed to talk to them. But I'm not going to sit there and talk to a little fool. We're in the grocery store, and he done had a fit because I wouldn't let him have no Twinkie. So he decided to take the Twinkie, tear the package up, throw the stuff everywhere, look at me and say, shut up, go to hell. And then he fall down and he kick, and I'm supposed to sit, talk. All right, darling, calm down. Man, I take my belt off right in that grocery store, get on right down there with him. All right, what we gonna do? What? I bet you he won't never do that no more. You know them parents are embarrassing me. It just irks me every time I go to the store and there's some little lady trying to talk. Kid need to be bust up. Sitting up there talk. I'm not, we don't do that. We don't do that. Yeah, we don't do that. And I pass by, Lord, let me have it. I did that with my oldest grandson. He came and just hollered. I told Greg, I said, give me Blaine, you go upstairs. Because I don't want you to be around. It'll hurt your feelings about what I'm getting ready to do to your child. And I took him in the sunroom, we closed the door, and we had a little talk. I said, now, I'm adult, you child. Now! I said, oh, this thing finna come at you. So I did all the conventional ways, laid hands on him, come out. Uh-huh. Pray for him, talk to him. None of it was working. So I went to that old-fashioned way. I pulled his little tail over. I tore his little bottom up. He was hollering, yes. I mean, it sounded like he was getting saved. Yes, Lord. Yes, 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 yes. Do you know, to this day, that boy still carries himself in a mannerable way. Because it was broken and that foolishness was driven out that particular day. Held him and loved on him and just bless him, you know. And you do what you need to do. Raise your little children up. Now, if they're going to be foolish, you can't never come over my house. See, because you in my house and I'm going to be sitting there while little Jenny go, what's this, tearing stuff up? Either you whoop him or I'm going to whoop him. But y'all can't stay in my house tearing stuff up because you want to talk to him while he tearing my ashtray up. Little bad child. That's why I can't find nobody to babysit for you. Because they don't know how to talk to your little Johnny. Don't know why we're talking about this. Just driving out the foolishness. Amen. Where are we? Proverbs 11, 29. Have we read it yet? Let's read it right quick. Let's read it. Let's close this thing up now. Got to go see what the Falcon's going to do. Come on. Let's read verse 29. They don't win today. They don't even think about going to no playoffs. God dog it. Just